Hello, friends. Welcome to the Truth to You Daily Podcast with Brother Scott. We're thrilled that you have taken time out of your day to explore with us God's timeless truth. Regardless of who we are, we all need the light of God's Word to illuminate our path for this day. And now, here's our youth pastor, Brother Scott.
Hello, welcome back to the podcast. It's Tuesday, and I know a lot of our teenagers are excited because this is the final week before Christmas break, and man, that's exciting. Just getting excited about celebrating the Savior's birth with family and extended family who are coming in, or maybe they're traveling for Christmas, and just a lot of activity, and just cannot wait to, even for me, to celebrate Christmas with my family, get to see folks and all the great things that come to pass around this time of year. Hey, we're in Matthew chapter 19, but before we go there, let's just check in on our memory verse here, see how it's going along. Psalm 143 in verse 10. Can you think of the first word here? Can you think of it? If you thought teach, you thought correctly, because it is, teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Psalm 143 in verse 10. One more time. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Psalm 143 verse 10. Okay, let's go quickly. Matthew chapter 19. Have you read this chapter? I hope you have. A great passage of scripture. And, you know, usually there's just so much when I read down through these chapters, they're different settings and things that are taking place. Sometimes very difficult to lock in on one principle to share here on the podcast. But nonetheless, that's what we're doing. And so let's get to it. Matthew 19 verse 30 says this, but many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. An oxymoron, you're familiar with that word, it's a seemingly contradiction of terms. And in Matthew 19, we have a seemingly contradiction of terms found at the end of the chapter. It's here that we see the statement made by Jesus, the last shall be first. Let's take a moment and consider what's happening with all of this. Now, throughout the chapter, Matthew records the conversations of several people who come to him and ask certain questions. One of these is a confident, well-spoken, wealthy young person who thinks they have a good handle on what life is all about. Now, that's not uncommon in our day and age, and certainly in this area of Northern Virginia. Now, we could say that this person, given their circumstances, could be considered having a place of prominence in their life. If you're young, you're successful, you're wealthy, chances are society is going to give you a special place of prominence for that very reason. Now, his achievements would no doubt bring him a decent degree of notoriety in society, and that society would be no different. Now, it is for this reason, though, that Jesus points to the fact that there will be many people who are considered first in this world or this culture or in this life, and yet may find no place in heaven. What also is true, though, is that there will be people who would be considered last in this world, this culture, this life, who will have prominence in heaven. So let those thoughts soak in just a little bit. You know, I think about, you know, some of the very visible Christian leaders that have had an effect on my life through the years. And I think about the reward that is waiting for them in heaven. But I also think about the countless people that I have never heard of. I mean, you think about the generations that have passed and the amount of people who have lived and died. And I have become well aware that there are going to be many, many faithful servants of God who got very little to no recognition in this life, who will be light years ahead of some of the leaders that have been special to me or I have known. And that's a really interesting thought. And that kind of pairs with what Jesus is saying here. You know, you don't have to be well known in order to receive a reward in heaven. No, the Lord allows each of us to have a a flattened, or we could say a level playing field, by which each of us can pursue and lay up treasures in heaven. And Jesus points to a principle here again. You can be so popular and first in this life, but have no place in heaven. But equally so, you can be secret in a sense, or the world doesn't know you, or tucked away in a community serving God, laying up treasures in which the Lord gives a prominence to you in heaven. It's kind of a neat thought. All right, before we go, let's mention our teenager of the day, and it is David. David joined our basketball team this year. I'm excited to have him a part of the junior high team as well as our youth group. He's be faithfully coming on Wednesday nights. You take some time and pray for David today, okay? I know he'd appreciate it. All right, thanks so much. We'll see you back again tomorrow. Take care.
If you enjoy the episode, feel free to hit the subscribe button or even share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.